morning, wonderful people. Welcome to my channel. Before I get into this intimacy podcast, we are checking the dynamism in intimacy. And I'm following the following 4 points. I wanted to give you an introduction before I get into it. If you've seen this, just skip this part. If you're new, welcome to the exploratory channel of Vedic Astrology. Anyway, number one, what am I considering here? Moon compatibility by Gana of Nakshatras, that is the Dev Gana, Rakshasa Gana and Manushya Gana. We'll see that. As we go along, we'll see that. I'll keep giving different points for you, each place. Number two, also while using this, check the Ascendant, Venus and Mercury and the 7th Lord Nakshatras. Nakshatra placement, wherever they are, whichever house they are, check all these three when you are doing a voluntary or very deliberate comparison. Okay, don't go blindly only by the moon. Check all of these three as well, because all of those, each one of those, plays a part in mental, emotional and physical agility that is required. If there is too much stiffness, you will not absorb. Okay, agility to absorb, be willing to work with oneself first. Always self comes first. There is so many things I have shared on the Google Drive. You can see even the community post. You can look that up, use that, share it, whatever. Number three, these podcasts will examine the dynamism within intimacy, considering in the subcontinent of India, earlier they were doing matchmaking. Nowadays, people are just going around sleeping with everyone, youngsters. So this is a madness which people are leaving their old culture. There was some wisdom in it. But anyway, if you're still doing matchmaking, use these principles along with going to a traditional Jyotish, for example. Okay, for all those who are matching the moon in the charts, have this as a guideline to begin with. Get some understanding. Don't go blindly to an astrologer. Or even in this day and age, dating one another. The dating business which we have borrowed from the Western civilization. Never mind, I don't want to dig that rabbit hole. Number four, check the Google Drive link in description box in each podcast. The files are there. Use them for your own analysis. You can do it with AI, you can do it with whatever. So we will begin the podcast. Let's begin. We are essentially talking of intimacy, dynamacy in a couple relationship, isn't it? These kind of playlists and podcasts are mainly applicable for those who are in the dating circle or who are in married relationships or someone who's just divorced and wants to find out the real causation factors of what were the disharmony. I'm covering the best possible combinations here, okay? So if you're going to go into this kind of an approach, it's an approach where you take in conscious cognizance of what the moon placement is, what is the level of compatibility and how it will play out. So now we are talking about Ashwini with the 7th aspect, Swati. I am matching only the Ganas factor. This is very, very crucial. Ashwini is a Devgana, Swati is also a Devgana. So how does this play out? 1-7 dynamic when it comes to Ashwini and Swati. There will be different dynamics for different Devganas, by the way. We shall see that as we go along. That's why it's easy and important, really, to uncover as we go along. Okay, this is like a fractal thing there. Never mind. Core chemistry. 1-7 moon positioning in practice. Let's get back to the slide. It keeps me focused here. The tone is one of magnetic pull between independence and connection, speed and flexibility, fire and breeze. That logo over there, the horse, is Ashwini. She is Ashwini here in this case, and he is Swati. It's the swaying breeze, right? Symbol is of grass swaying in the breeze, one of the symbols of Swati. So whatever I have put in the snake eating its own tail is the symbol of the nakshatra itself. Just so you're wondering what the hell is this about. Why it works. The Ashwini moon woman brings primal vitality, courage and the straight line honesty, direct shooter. Okay. The Swati moon man brings charm, social grace and equilibrium. It's in Libra. Swati is in the heart of Libra. She charges, he calibrates. Okay. Because now she's the Ashwini, she's the lead. She's impulsive, he's intelligent, diplomatically intelligent. You can look up the nakshatras, there are plenty in this channel for you to glean from. Together they formed a self-balancing circuit. Her initiative meets his adaptability. That's the way it plays out. Risk is, opposing temperaments can oscillate. Her bluntness can ruffle his diplomacy. His detachment can puzzle her passion. The relationship thrives when fire learns patience and air learns focus. Being in airy sign, Swati can be very divergent in its approach. It's like the breeze. Swati is literally like the wind. Gemini is the breeze. I think I had dealt with this before. The mind now, speaking of communication, pacing and thought style. Where do they match? How do they fulfill one another? This combination. Ashwini Moon, that is she. What does she desire in the mental plane? Direct, clean, honest talk. Say it. Don't hint it. Don't beat around the bush. That's her approach. Quick understanding. Hates overanalysis. It's a quick temperament, Ashwini. The space to decide, lead and act without endless debate. He wants to move. Ashwini is very quick to move. How he fulfills it, the Swati style. Use graceful clarity, soft tone, firm content. Avoids her irritation and earns her respect. Reflect her decisiveness through affirmation and refinement. Like something like, I like that plan, let's add it this week. When disagreements arise, mirror back her logic, not emotion. She values reason with heart. Something for you to consider, all these points. Praise her bravery and initiative publicly. She blossoms under visible respect. Remember, Ashwini is in Aries. It loves the leadership part of it. Respect. Swati Moon, what does he desire in terms of mental plane alignment? Balanced conversation, mutual respect for viewpoints. Time to evaluate. Dislikes being rushed. The partner who appreciates his mental grace, social skills and fairness. How she fulfills it, the Ashwini style, offers him decision frameworks. Here are two clear paths. Select which one feels true for you. Use her fiery directness as a spark, not as a sword. Short sentences, soft eyes. So important. Softness, softness and kindness. Let him articulate his logic fully once, then move into action. Appreciate his diplomacy. Tell him his calm voice helps her clarify. You bring balance when I'm not charging forward. That kind of a mental alignment is the beginning part, since it always cascades into the emotional body. Whatever you're thinking is always affecting your emotional body, isn't it? That's why I'm starting each one with mental plane first, at that level of compatibility. Now let's look at the emotional part. Now let's speak about the emotional body. Keep the core chemistry in mind. That's why I left that box there above. Always keep the core chemistry in mind when you are doing compatibility like this. The emotional alignment, how does it play out in this combination? Safety, bonding and repair. Ashwini, her moon, desires what? In terms of emotion, very important. Emotional transparency and loyalty. To be free yet cherished. It requires a free path. Ashwini's unrestricted free path being in the Aries. Quick repair after tension. She dislikes lingering moods. That's why you have to be careful between Ashwini and Cancer, Pushya and Punarvasu. We covered this before. How he fulfills. Speaks feelings lightly but consistently. I'm here. I value you. That should be the tone of the alignment. The tone is very important when you talk of emotions, because people can read through the underlying tone, isn't it? Especially in intimate partnerships. Use gentle humor to diffuse the drama. Never cold silence. Ashwini does not like cold silence. You're barking up the wrong tree then. Offer verbal freedom passes. Take your ride. I'll meet you after sunset. Just show some trust, and which keeps her grounded, knowing that he's always available. Avoid passive withdrawal, as she experiences that as disinterest. See, what you thought you would do, like withdraw within yourself, she experiences as something different. Now let's speak of the other way. Swati Moon, him, what does he desire emotionally speaking? Peace, emotional steadiness and the space to breathe. Swati is an Libra. It's an air sign. The kind of nakshatra that it is, it needs a lot of space to move. It moves really quick. Swati mind is cutting edge intellectual diplomacy. Look up the Swati Nakshatra. After conflict, offer physical closeness first, then brief verbal summary. I was fast, you were careful, we meet halfway kind of approach. So Swati for Ashwini. What else can I project into that? Okay, thinking of Swati can understand Ashwini in a more grounded way, simply because it's a graduation, one going towards 7, Aries going towards Libra. It can offer a more vaster play field in the emotional landscape. Okay, allow him the emotional oxygen. There you are. He processes alone but returns if not chased. Appreciate his gentle service gestures, helping quietly fix something, some small things around. It's essentially more a dynamism of one encompasses other. In the sense, the Swati man here in this case should allow the vastness of his mental emotional landscape for Aries to run around the ground. You see what I'm saying? I'm giving an analogy here. So use that kind of analogy when you are talking of this kind of a compatibility analysis. Let's see physical now. Now again, just to recap, when you talk of physical, use all 5 senses. When you're talking with intimate partner, it's a 1-7 relationship always, in the sense that one is meeting opposite to the other. It's a reflection of self, isn't it? If you take Bhavad Bhavam concept also, it's 1-1 and 7th aspect from 7th is 1 again. So it's a very mirror kind of a relationship always among the various human relationships. So when you talk of physical intimacy, use kinesthetics, use NLP. I left lots of resources on my Google Drive and in the description box. Go through that. Physical intimacy. This is one of chemistry, cadence and turn-ons. How you carry out the gentle physical touch. Don't come to this directly until you have covered properly, understood properly. If you want consultancy in relations, you can email me, then we can discuss. If you are already a couple dating, whatever. Because mental and emotional play into the physical. This should be the order of priority, so to speak. Don't get physical first without fully exploring the mental and the emotional. Because physical becomes a very tender aspect. It's actually the most tender aspect, if you ask me. Ashwini Moon, what does she desire? Passion with play, direct initiation and tangible chemistry. Fast ignition, being Aries, spontaneous moves and fiery rhythm. It's very quick, very passionate, very direct. Ashwini, in physical terms. In the bed, okay, if you want me to say it out loud. Partner who keeps up, challenges, responds instinctively. How he fulfills the Swati style is respond with fluid rhythm, match her pace. Swati can do that very well, matching the pace. Then slow her down just enough to deepen the sensation. Create movement-based intimacy. Lot of body movement, dance, travel, sensual massage. Why? Because Swati is like the wind, it moves. It requires physical movement. Air plus fire blending. They both support each other in that context because air is Libra and fire is Ashwini. So they complement each other very well. Complement her confidence. She glows under admiration. Who doesn't, isn't it? We think only women need the glowing, even men do, by the way. After intimacy, gentle dialogue, whispering, laughter, small affirmations keeps her fire tender. Now, speaking of the other guy, Swati Moon, what does he desire physically? He desires an aesthetic atmosphere. Swati is in Libra. Put on scented candles. Put on nice soft jazz music, if you will. Any kind of music. Take your pick. Soft light. Create the environment. Swati needs an environment. Libra is the environment. Partner who flirts intellectually, not just physically. You have to connect with Swati at the mental level before getting to the physical, like I just said. Harmony of rhythm. He loves dance, being a Swati. Emotional synchronization before touch. I know this, I'm an ascendant Swati, so this is very innate to my nature. How she fulfills it, Ashwini style, is create a sensory choreography. It has to be a dance. Intimacy, if you ask me, is a dance inherent in and of itself, because it's very dynamic. How will you predict what the other person knows or wants on any given moment. Each one is going through such a flux. Her instinctive passion guided by rhythm and music. Add verbal foreplay. Tell me what you want to do next. Because she needs that directness. She'll approach it with that directness of Aries and Ashwini. His air element loves the mental tease. Keep intimacy varied but not chaotic. Planned surprises feel safer to him rather than pure impulse. Don't jump on his skin. Her courage and openness make him feel desired, which heightens his erotic confidence. All this is play is needed as the end result of the connection which we did in the previous two slides, isn't it? The mental and the physical. That's how it plays out. There are some challenges as usual. Let's see what the fixes can be. What are the challenges of Swati and Ashwini when it comes to intimacy? 4 points listed there. Directness versus diplomacy. Guess who's who? Directness Ashwini, diplomacy Libra, Swati. Sign being she says too much. He retreats into silence or social avoidance. Can become very quiet, Swati, that way. Fix. Delay, deliver role. She pauses one breath before bluntness. He commits to direct feedback within 24 hours. You have to give Libra time and space. It's very spacious kind of energy. It's an air sign, right, Libra? How much ever fire wants to burn and have things quickly resolved, he needs the space and you are partnered with him. So it's a responsibility also of type. Speed versus space, there you are, sign. She decides instantly. He needs reflection time. Swati people are deep ponderers of intellectual landscape. Air sign. Fix is, what kind, how do you fix this 90-10 rule? She acts 90% on impulse, leaves the 10% space for him to air concerns. This is deeply analytical. AI does this very well, by the way. I have given it my notes, so it is doing basically from my notes. Number 3, control versus drift sign. She tries to fix, he floats away. The fix is pre-agreed anchor rituals like daily texts, weekly check-ins that tether his air gently without restriction. You can't restrict Swati. That's impossible. So you need at least some degree of compatibility as the Gana, because Ashwini, she is also a Devgana. So she will understand at the intellectual level already. That's why I'm doing compatibility by Ganas. The other things won't match. There's too much of discord. That's why I will not consider those. Charm versus trust. Her jealousy spikes if his social charm extends outward. He feels accused. Like he wants to go out and be a social bird. Swati, right? He wants to go out, meet people, make new friends, talk to other women, which she might feel jealous about. Fixes verbal affirmations of exclusivity. He names her openly as his partner. She responds with visible trust and praise, not policing. As a general rule, women should stop policing the men. You'll not only lose the men, you'll lose all other men because you'll form an opinion, isn't it? Going around social media a lot. Bottom line is nice and well-framed. That's why I stuck it there. Ashwini woman is Swati man. This is a flame and breeze relationship. She ignites, he oxygenates. She drives direction, he brings grace. This is always something each one brings here and in a nice way. Their 1-7 moon opposition creates mirror dynamic. Each reflects what the other lacks. Her decisiveness teaches him boldness. His balance teaches her patience. When they integrate speed with serenity, they become dynamic pair, passionate, communicative, and socially radiant. He's a social bird. The key is fire must not scorch and air must not scatter. Very nice point. Keep the rhythm. Ignite, pause, breathe, and return. Follow that cycle for this pair. That's how this union transforms from simple attraction to enduring alchemy. The partnership of vitality, freedom, and elegant devotion. Next, we shall see the next combination with Ashwini, which will be, I think, 110. So, Ashwini and Shravana Nakshatra in Capricorn. Let's see that. Take care. Be safe.